Sarah running on the best 3 hours of sleep of all time going to Atlantis last night.
I didn't expect to be as spiritually moved as I was.
I'm assuming this was an encore song.
Yes.
That needs to be the name of a band, Spiritually Lubed.
I didn't say lubed. I said moved.
Oh. Moved. Oh. I'm like, what did you hear, Brian?
Oh, I just thought Sarah was hilarious. But were you? I'm going home.
That is one of the dumbest things you've ever said on our morning show. But also hilarious. Wow, I didn't know anybody could be spiritually lubed. Wow.
I hope someone uses that on Sunday before church. Well, kids, get in the car.
Time to get spiritually lubed.
No, she said moved, Brian.
I was moved. It was a very moving show.
Moved.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Brian.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Thank goodness it's Friday.
Thank God.
That was an all-timer from Brian. Okay. Moving on, if we can. It's Sunshine who's with us right now, who I don't think is spiritually lubed right now. Good morning, Sunshine. What is your Sarah's face is red right now? I have never seen Sarah's face so red. Oh, my God. Please tell me you're recording this on our video cameras in here, Brian.
Sadly, no.
Oh, no.
God,
all right, here it is. Sunshine, I apologize for us and Brian in particular. Your best all-time concert moment was what?
Oh, God, it's hard to choose, but I got to crowd surf at Crewfest. Oh, I was 16, 17. And it was wild. It was awesome.
What is this fest? What is this?
Crewfest?
Yeah.
It was a huge...
Motley Crue.
Yeah, so Motley Crue was the headliner. I want to say Godsmack opened up for them. If you've ever been to a Godsmack concert... or never been, go, because their percussionist is amazing. The pyrotechnics are just
yes.
I feel like quickly you and Sarah just became best friends, because everything you were saying you did at 16 and 17, I already know Sarah would have absolutely been up for the same type of experience. I wish you guys could have had that same Crew Fest experience together.
I'm a big
together.
Fan of Motley Crue.
Yes. My parents were, and I love metal, and I really just like everything.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like it all.
When you got done at the concert and you went home, did you tell your parents the full story? Did you lie about the concert and what you did?
Well, my dad is... I was able to tell them everything because my dad is big into, like, all of the metal and everything. And, you know, he was a rebellious teenager.
Okay,
nice.
Okay.
I felt comfortable being like, yeah, Dad, like, I was able to crowd surf and... I called him during Godsmack. I was like, listen to this. This is so
That's
awesome.
That's so awesome.
I know. Yes. I am so excited to be able to tell Sophia when she gets older that her dad was really into Coldplay and Shania Twain when he was younger.
She's already embarrassed at three.
Girl power.
Sunshine. Thank you. That's a great time. What an awesome memory. Thank you for calling and listening. That means the world to us. You have a good weekend.
Thanks. You guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, good morning, Daniele. Welcome to Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. What was that all-time concert memory for you?
Foo Fighters. I saw them last year at a music festival in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Cool.
And we're just right on the beach in the sand, and the show went on for about 2.5 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Sarah, you were talking about Alanis. I was there last night, too. It was a great time.
How was it? Wasn't it fun to sing You Want to Know out loud, like just scream it in the air?
Oh, my gosh. I was screaming. It was great.
Did you get more than 3 hours of sleep? Because that's what I got.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm on my way to work now, and I'm dead.
Yeah.
So back to Dave Grohl at the beach, though. I've never been to a concert on the beach. Growing up in rural Indiana, we have concerts in corn, but not concerts in sand. What's that like?
It's comfortable. I mean, you take your shoes off, you get to jump around, and it's, like, really fun. And the water really makes it cool at night, even though you're surrounded by so many people. Oh, it was a great time.
And also, Dave Grohl is insanely good in he's just insane. I love him.
I can confirm this is the best call we've ever gotten from a Daniele in our entire morning show career. Daniele, thank you for calling in today.
And thank you for empowering the E at the end of Danielle.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for listening to our show. It means the world to us. You have a good day, okay?
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.